Welcome.
Hey guys.
To a late
Sunday afternoon.
On a Tuesday.
It's on a Tuesday evening.
On a Tuesday. Mais oui, on a eu des petits problèmes techniques last time.
Yeah, Saturday we couldn't film.
Yes, Francis.
Francis, we know you have a different t-shirt. Shush.
You got big boobs, buddy.
This guy was so jealous of my fatness. He wanted to
become like you. I'm bulking.
Yeah, bring the mic.
I'm bulking.
Thank you. Bulking to do what?
I don't know. I'm just playing.
To get more girls, but nah, he shouldn't. No. Right?
I'm not doing anything with girls anymore.
There you go.
I retired.
C'est un Ramadan surprise.
I retired. I'm good.
Yeah. What are you gonna do for winter?
Play with his pussies. I mean, his cats.
My cats. Please. I'm gonna start gaming.
It's like a mouse. Hanny, welcome back.
What's up, my man?
You didn't hear the last podcast.
I know you didn't hear the last. We cursed you out, I cursed you out, like
you got roasted, my friend.
It's nothing new.
I was like, "Fuck, Hanny."
Shit. Actually, that's not true.
Yet I'm still here.
They tried to ruin your relationship. That's what they tried to do.
I didn't do that.
Yes, you did. You and Jason. No, it was actually Jason.
There you go.
Yeah, Jason was probably the worst. He's not there to defend himself, but he was the worst.
It's okay. Brother love.
He's a funny character, Jason.
Yes, of course.
I think he's more dramatic than me.
Okay, no. I'm trying
to find someone dramatic.
No. But the thing is, again, just to close what happened last podcast, a lot of people felt a lot of compassion for you.
Really?
Yeah. And they felt like he, you know, was...
Yeah, because we didn't talk about it. Okay, then I'm learning something today.
Yeah.
Okay.
You listened to the last spot?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. And people were like, you know, the fact that you're being honest with it is actually the first biggest step.
Being vulnerable, basically.
Yeah, you're not in denial.
No.
A lot of men nowadays are in denial.
Oh.
Yeah. Some people think they're 5'6" when they're 5'4".
I'm 5'6".
I got you, ladies.
I'm 5'6". Don't get me started.
No. But qu'est-ce que j'allais dire? So
I don't have the Napoleon.
Napoleon complex.
Exactly. I'm good with my height.
What is your? How old is your oldest friend? Like, how long have you been friends with him? The longest.
Oldest?
Like somebody that you see regularly, like somebody that you see once, somebody that's in your tribe,
There's
wolf pack.
There's you, Guy, and Jason.
Jason, how long have you known him?
Jason?
Since 2007.
Huh? Guy, you've known him
2005.
Longer.
2005. Yeah,
college, yeah.
First year.
Me college. Was what, 2017?
No, I know. Because Pablo, I knew you.
Oh, no.
17?
Really?
No.
Really? I think I knew you around to the 2007-8 mark. When I started Telesavvy, I knew you.
Oh, shit. That long?
Yeah.
Yeah, but we got super close. Let's just say the last 10.
10 to 15?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 10 to 15. My daughter's 15, so it has to be around those numbers. Wow. How about you?
What do you mean by close friend?
Somebody that you can, you know, you call, you talk to, you trust. If you need to bury a body,
share the moment.
Oh, yeah. I have a couple of Arabs that I can call if I need to bury a body.
I'm not talking about labor here. about
don't call me.
I won't call you.
No.
There's other people that I might call before
I know.
To just bury a body.
Shout out to VSL.
Exactly. Emilio Go. I got maybe one or two friends from Emilio Go. I don't talk as much as I believe society wants you to talk to your friends. However, let's say we see each other more often than the others.
Mm-hmm.
However, there's people that I know that I can just pick up the phone and it's like...
Calling Batman, basically. They
like
show
one that I really remember, it's not like we're close, but it's like Walid.
What?
Just a friend that we kept in touch. He had a business, so he got a kid when I had a child. So we connected on that level. Now he's doing his stuff. And if he calls, I'm going to answer the phone. I'm going to pick up the phone. And if his mom's sick, I'm going to be like, okay, your mother's sick. Let me help her out. But we don't talk. We can do like 2 months without talking because he's not in the country most of the time.
Oh, okay.
But he's not my best friend. And also there is...
Do you have best friends?
I don't think. My brothers.
Okay, but that's
the difference. Because the thing with my family is like we chilled with them.
Yeah. It's your tribe. We have that mentality of, you know... We still live back home.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So you're always with family or the people that lived in your neighborhood.
Yeah, but even the club. First degree. And don't forget, I was a designated driver since I wasn't drinking. So.
And you don't have a big age gap between
11 months is a Bryce,
and with the
2 years.
Yeah, that's nothing.
Like six, five,
me at seven,
six,
and nine with my brother.
Exactly.
And my
that you. It, that's why it's a little bit different. But for me, we're so close. But then with Honey, Clark, Kevin, Mike, whatever, we're all going out together.
Yeah, same group.
Team Damage.
But actually
Team Damage.
The, the original was you and I, your brother, mm-hmm. Mike. That was the first
one. And then Clark came Clark because and, of...
You guys are like the Wu-Tang, like some expansion packs yeah. added to it.
Yeah, we had to expand, much. Right?
How about you?
He has us.
Yeah, for sure. No, before you guys, us. Since, before you guys, I have one
this
guy.
This is us.
Calm down. Stop bullying him.
No, I have one guy. His name is Jeremy. I have him for the past 2 years. That we're getting like we're really close.
Mm-hmm. So you're working out with him, right?
Yeah, the guy I'm working out with him. I have maybe one or two. Alexandre Vibol, those two guys I see often and I talk about. I'm confident to talk about anything with them. And you guys, honestly, for the past months, I never had a bound like this with a gang.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I was with nice guys. I mean, we I used to hang out with them when I
so
was.
So what happened?
I think at a certain point, they were seeing me as what I used to be before. But eventually, you grow.
Yes.
You build confidence. You just become some, not necessarily someone else, but you become your own.
Mm-hmm.
And they were seeing me as
and you became
before.
Attachant. And
yeah, became attachant.
You became more of a threat. To
I don't
the,
know if I it was a threat. I don't want to talk about that.
To,
but
to the progress?
I think they weren't the ones that I think were there for me to progress.
Yeah,
not all characters. Not all characters are supposed to be doing all the book.
But
some
I still,
people do chapters
I still
and
love
pages.
Them. I see them once or twice a year.
Mm-hmm.
And when I see them, I'm really happy.
So no beef. It's just you.
No, absolutely.
You guys
not.
Outgrew each other.
Yeah, pretty much.
Absolutely not.
You know, and when you get kids, you move on this different lane compared to the other.
I feel like I didn't.
No, no, you didn't because you were inviting. Oh, you
no, because
everybody.
I was always a gatherer by mm-hmm. definition. So even when I had the kids, I was still having events. I remember my daughter was a year old. My ex was pregnant with my son. And we would have house parties. And she would want that too. It's not poker nights.
Poker nights. Mm.
And stuff like that. I was always gathering people. Clubbing, yes. But it's just too expensive. And it gets sloppy. It's dangerous with the cops, you know, drinking and driving. We didn't have designated drivers.
For life.
Younger. Yeah, exactly. So because of that, it was a lot better to
remember
be home
two,
and safe.
200 Accord GXR?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. We had the same car. Me and him, same model, same
Altima.
Car.
Altima.
No, so Altima, both Altimas. Same car, just different colors. Two designated drivers
it's
right
the
here.
The tribe thinks alike.
Yeah, no, it wasn't planned.
Do you feel nostalgic sometimes?
No.
No?
No.
You?
Absolutely.
That's you look like still, a nostalgic guy.
That's why he's still there.
Yeah.
Till today.
It's just good memories. It's just good memories. I know.
No, but there's a difference between good memories and being nostalgic to her. And,
good memories and missing.
Mm. No, what I miss was the party that we had. Parties would cause
explain that.
So we wouldn't call each other. We know exactly where to end every night, and we would have a blast, good or bad, whatever. It was today, it looks like no one communicates anymore, and no one tries to not plan but to get together. It's not that easy in today's day than versus back in the days.
Too many people. Pulling, not pulling, but more like pushing.
Yeah, everyone's pushing out. People, yeah. They want their peace.
Or they want their own stuff.
But probably because mm-hmm. we're getting older, for sure we want our old stuff.
Yeah, but
we want peace.
You're close guys. I mean, no matter what it is, I mean, I think it's you don't have to ask to have a time with your boys. It should be kind of an automatic reflex.
Well, sometimes Friday night at 10:30, you send me a text. What you doing? I'm like, whoop.
10:30, bro. I've seen him at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, but also your situation. You're the only one he can text. It's not what I'm saying. But you're
single.
Not kind of. You're not the only one that he can go out with. Chill.
I don't need a single friend.
No, he likes me.
Oh yes, that
he needs
definitely do it.
No, because you always come up with good stories.
No, but him, because sometimes I worry about him. Because I'm like, I would rather him next to me and just chill. And I know he's...
And not in a pussy where he can regret.
But honestly, guys, I feel better. I'm good.
Yeah, but that's positive.
So
I'm good.
I wasn't too hard on him the other day. Like,
no, I didn't feel...
Well, if he doesn't find it hard, fuck everybody else.
Fuck
like,
everybody
at the end of the day,
true story.
It's like an old dad's movie when this lady... You have to watch that movie, by the way.
Old
but I have to see
yeah, it's on Netflix.
So.
With Bill Burr, okay.
Watch that movie.
Oh, yeah?
In the movie, at one point, he does something at daycare, right? And he calls the principal a cunt. And then he had to come back the next day and say sorry in front of everybody. And then the lady, there was a lady in the crowd, she was like, I wasn't there, but I felt offended and shocked to find out that that type of language is around my kids. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. So in his case, if he is not offended and you're talking towards him, fuck them.
Mm. Yeah.
And this goes back to even relationships.
True.
Right?
You want to open that door? You want to go there?
Let no, me. But I'm saying because...
100%. Because nobody is in your relationship.
Yeah.
I know, like, sometimes, not all the time, I like to make fun of him. But
sometimes. Just sometimes. Like, wait, sometimes.
Bernard is starting to make
because
fun of
Because there's no ring yet. So I'm like, yeah, yo, just do it. Like,
yeah, but you can't put pressure on him like that.
No, no.
If but you,
no
one, you don't know his reality.
Pressure.
But
it's
no one knows
pressure.
What's going on behind the curtains. Like, we yeah. could all have that, like...
100%
image, or we think something about what's going on with Hany,
like and his wife, whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
But well, I've been with Hany and his wife long enough to know.
But at the end, they're the only ones. Who
are
know.
They normal, both of them?
No,
no. But they again, the beauty about the relationship.
Fine, normal.
Polo et Suzanne.
Yeah, define normal.
Poor no, Benny. The thing is,
why did he have to be the main example?
Usually, you hate it. It's you. That was your turn. Like the couple
last
of weeks.
Week.
Now it's the Hany show.
It's the Hany show.
Bring it in, boys.
No, but the thing is, one thing I realized with Hany and with his relationship, the same way with your relationship, mm-hmm. same way with your relationships.
I'm retiring. I told
yeah,
you.
Yeah, whatever.
I retired.
Don't retire. You just find one good person, one mm. new.
Good person.
Person. New. I say it again. New person.
Amazon.
And don't get me wrong, there's plenty out there. There's not only one.
How would you know?
Oh. Please elaborate.
I'm just trying
please,
to...
Please elaborate.
Thank you, Gisha.
5 foot 11.
No, because the thing
red
is...
Red flags.
No.
Let's start with the gun.
No, he's actually he's making fun of me. It's all right.
No. But the thing is, his relationship, like your relationship, at the end of the day, what you have, I could never have. Because mm-hmm. we're not the same person. You
100%.
Know? We're not looking for the same things.
100%.
And we don't have that type of...
We're not demanding also the same thing.
Exactly, the True. Same requirements. Hany is this complete different thing, but ironically speaking, he found somebody that actually fits. Yet their purposes and their goals are somewhat similar. Mm-hmm. They're seeing in the same direction. Mm-hmm.
The path are different.
She's just taking a car and he's walking.
Jogging.
He's crawling. He's taking his time, but he knows.
And enjoying nature at the same time.
But I believe deep down because he doesn't like change.
Oh, I think you're not true.
Honey,
go ahead.
No, not true. It's just because...
Okay, you guys know better each other. So
yeah, no, go ahead.
It's time to listen.
Actually, this is the good part. It's not about... Au contraire. I want to change everything.
Yes.
But I want to do it... One shot.
That's
but that's not possible.
That's fear.
That's well, actually
yeah. That's bullshit. Excuses.
No, but it's not possible.
Same thing. Finally, I'm not the one.
Let me do it. Honey, I don't want to cut you.
Let's go.
But cut that bullshit.
How many bullets have to shoot me through?
Cut that bullshit.
Oh, they, last time, they just burned me.
I love how he was already ready. So let me.
The charger was empty at the end. Totally just killed
but
me.
The thing is, you see what you're requiring? It's like saying, oh, I want to change jobs, but I want $2 million a year. Oh. But that's not how it works.
With no experience.
Yeah, exactly.
No
the
experience.
Thing is, you have to do it baby steps and you have to work towards that. You don't build a house.
At first, because I had my focus was everywhere around and not.
No, I know, get that. I know your story. I don't need to hear it again. But my point being is, you have to realize now that whatever is slowing you down is you.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you. Is because you don't like change. You're actually worried. If it's my opinion, I could be wrong.
No.
You're afraid of the
you're
unknown.
Wrong.
Okay, it's Donald Trump.
You're wrong.
Wrong.
No, I think you're worried of the unknown. In that sense, what's
and
gonna
don't get
happen?
Me wrong.
Maybe are we
the
not all afraid of the unknown?
Scary.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying.
Are we not all afraid of the unknown?
Yes, but some people can
just
actually
jump it.
Yeah, but you have to eventually.
At some
like
point,
you can prepare, you can study, you can train, But at the end.
But at first, I was like that. At first, the unknown, like, okay, hold on. I thought I can plan meticulously.
But you can't plan everybody else's life. That's the thing. You're planning not only for you and your girlfriend, but for your mom, your sister, your brothers, your family.
Your position,
you have to stop. Like, at one point, they're all adults, huh? Mm. They're all grown ups.
Yeah.
No. There's adults, like 18, and there's like.
Yeah, 20, what? Well, who's the Danny's youngest one?
He's 29.
29 with a daughter.
Exactly. Yeah. That's like, my point.
At one point, he branched out.
Living under your roof?
No. He left, and now your brother and your sister left, are leaving.
Rani left.
Okay.
He's about to leave. I've only my sister with me and my mom. That's it.
So everybody's going to leave before he leaves. That's what's going to happen.
Hey, we've been renovating there.
Yeah, but mind you, it's not the same mindset, right? Because the only thing is that financially, I was the one getting into it. So they have no obligations per se to stick around. They can leave and branch out if they want to. That was the reason.
You too?
Now I can, absolutely, for sure.
Yeah, you have a career, you have a job, she has a career, you have a job. At one point, you don't need to have a
luxury. True story, you could have done it before. If not now.
For sure. People did it with half of what you have right now. A quarter of what you have right now.
Okay, but what is the reason why you're not doing it?
Fear of the moment tonight.
I don't want to say it like that because it seems like I'm demonizing.
No.
Is it only because you're scared?
Not quite. I mean, lately,
sometimes, kind of fear or whatever.
Sometimes trying other words than fear is scared because some men have a hard time processing those words.
Those
because
the ego is like, yo, I'm not scared.
I wish it was ego.
Where's my ego?
But that's it.
No, you have a big ego.
Yeah, my ego.
But you guys
have
both big egos, but it's badly placed. That's exactly it. And your ego is badly placed in the sense that your priorities are messed up because of that. Because right now,
I don't think it's because of the ego.
What is it? No, your case, it's fear. Fear above all.
It was the unknown. I was kind of trying to find my way out of the unknown, but it took time to kind of find out because I was so focused somewhere else that I never focused on myself. Now,
but at the same time, even if you know what to do, you haven't done it technically. Like the unknown. Mm-hmm. What's the unknown now?
Right now, there's no unknown. Right now,
what's the next move?
It's, you know, the engagement, the wedding, the kids, the...
No. Before that, there's a house. The house right now.
No, but the house, it's not even in a decor, the house.
You've been using that card for the past 10 years.
Yeah,
I feel in a certain way, there's a lot of things.
I'm doing it. It's being done.
Like, this whole neighborhood here, of all buildings, was constructed before you finished renovation.
Yeah, but you had a team of 100 guys doing it. I'm doing it on my own.
Yeah, but buddy, come on, stop it. No, my mom's redoing her kitchen. There's two people.
Actually, ask him when he came to my house. He was impressed and surprised. The living space.
Yeah, but that was 15 years.
That was a year and a half, buddy.
But that's 10 years in the making.
Yeah, that's the...
Because it started with clothing upstairs and downstairs.
That was the last year.
No, that was like...
No, last year.
Last year.
When I came to your house last time, it was three, four years ago. It was pre-COVID. Just to start
No,
with
but
that.
He's talking about the renovation I was doing.
No. The stairs. Remember the stairs? You were going from upstairs to downstairs from your
house. 4 or 5 years ago, you did the kitchen and you did the entrance.
Yeah, but he's talking about the inside stairs, sous-sol stairs. That's last year.
Impossible.
I shit you not. That was last year, but with the
He did them again. Like,
okay,
they had time.
Maybe that's why. Because you had the metal one before, you remember?
I stopped the metal one. I just took the metal one out completely. That's it. It was last year.
Anyway, regardless, well,
you said
besides the point,
honestly, he said something interesting. The fact that he put a lot of energy and a lot of time on other people, and now he's trying to do it for himself.
Yeah, I mean, my big issue was I was always there for people first and not me.
True,
that's
true.
I think, one, and that's where I do too,
and that's where it kind of impacted a lot of
even in friendship, not in only your family, even with us.
Yeah, you were always available. Everyone's Superman, Batman, no matter what, no question to ask.
But the question is,
you have to ask yourself is. And this is my case study on you. When I met you, he has a folder of everybody.
Oh,
yeah, of course I do.
Dr. Phil.
They both have folders of each other.
I have a folder of myself. Again, I have so many things.
My folder has what?
I would like to see it.
One lunch.
You have to you make your own. Okay. I keep my books for me. You keep your books for you. Because the reality is my issue. I know you do. In your case, originally when I met you, you were always a person pleaser. And it felt like you were running away from home. You were always trying to do something.
Yeah.
Always trying to keep busy. Now it's the opposite. Mm. Now you're like, okay, I don't have time. I have to focus. So you just focus change, but you were always focused.
Yeah. Being focused on a problem, but where my focus was going to was the issue.
But it was your choice because you were running away from something different. Then now it's different. Now you're always running away. Even you still working in the club today is running away from something.
Why is it running away?
You don't need to work there. Bullshit. You're finishing late at night. It fucks up your weekends. Right?
Plus a sucker.
Plus,
yeah, you're working crazy, bro.
Yeah, you're working crazy for no reason.
That was my biggest issue. It was a good thing at first, then it kind of became.
But is it? But
you stopped. We're not calling and you came him back. Working. Hmm? But he stopped for what? A couple of months.
Is it because he said it? Is it because I don't know? I'm just saying like this. Is it because you're trying to could you please be, help me, Guy? Are you trying to not avoid, but you're
let me put aside. Time. Is that what you're trying to say?
No, I'll say it in French. T'essaies d'éviter, or you're trying to
avoid.
No, you're trying to hide, not hide something, but like you're trying to get away from
push
something.
Away,
push away sometimes. You're not scared of something, but like you're trying just to push away things.
I don't think it's pushing away.
I think it's like a decision.
I always try to plan ahead and have a goal to come to where I want to go. But every time I plan, there's always a reroute in my planning. So you know what I mean?
But that's life.
Yeah, but you...
Like okay, let's say, I'm going to take my situation now. It took me 5 months to claim 5'11", officially.
That choice of words is going to kill
you. Claim.
Hurry.
You got a prize here.
I, Guy Nelson, come to claim 5'11". Here is the money. Here's my title.
But this is Guy.
Sign here, please.
And you are my belonging.
It doesn't mean it like this. Let's make it clear.
Man,
somebody's going to look at his wife and he's going to bring a black. Claim. I challenge you to a duel.
Just to make sure she doesn't tomorrow. Have a chain. Just to make sure she doesn't have a chain.
This is her address if she gets lost. Call immediately.
But the funny part is she told me the other day, I'm not for the weak. Like the weak people. Weak-minded. Like if I say...
But you're not destined for the woke generation. So you're going to put them back to
good
sleep?
Good thing I'm not woke, because last week I would have cried. The way he came back to me, I would have cried.
Yeah, but then...
But she finds that charming, though.
Yeah, well, I guess. You ask her.
I 5'11", please send us a comment.
She does not have permission to feel anything. She better be cooking right now.
Better put the spices on.
I swear. Salt and pepper. Racist. And I was playing along. Salt and pepper is not a spice.
Trapping the trapper.
Oh, she heard all that already. So there's nothing new. However, I was asking myself, why I waited so long? Because probably after month two, I knew where it was going. I wasn't seeing other people or stuff like that.
Was that a lack of a choice?
No. But I got accused actually from, like, someone else accused me of that.
Why do you always have to do this?
Not because I'm going to ask the right question. I'm going to ask the hard questions. I'm here not to make people look good. I'm here to make people look real.
That I know.
Okay.
You're different.
But no, way different. You know how much meow did he get?
Meow?
Did he get because of this? And then he comes and plays the victim? No, wait.
We had that offline.
Exactly.
We had that conversation.
So I'm going to stay respectful here.
Yeah, please. Okay. We're not going to talk about
the
this.
The guy's playing the victim and he's like, yes, more.
attention. No. I don't know.
Are you running an SPCA?
No. I don't. Don't say that. <Wow. laughs> Don't say. No, please.
That's good. Yo, that's Westbrook right there.
Wow.
I don't like it when you say I'm playing the victim. I'm playing the victim.
No, I'm not saying you're playing the victim, but people, as they see you, they come. Okay, so how many women came to you
after the last?
No. Do you drink the pod? Not drink the pod. I'm talking about, because the thing is, I know your game. So the difference of us four, we have different games when we approach women.
I don't have a game.
Yes, you do. Of course, you do. And it's above you. It's like stronger.
No, Hani doesn't do that.
No, when Hani was single,
what was his game?
His game was always like, I'm here. You know, he's Arabic. It comes in his DNA.
Open the shaggy.
Yeah, that's what he's like, yo.
Actually, there's no shaggy at all, buddy.
He's like, I'm not complicated. I need you and I'll protect you and this and that.
I got simple rules.
You're stuck in 1548 there.
1548.
No, but he is like that.
1548.
But the thing is, you have to understand, Guy.
I would have said maybe 1960, but
no, but I'm talking African years here.
Wow, okay.
And then I realized my situation completely shifted. I became the father of everybody.
Yeah, you're my father. You're my daddy.
44, bro.
Yo, but I don't.
44
for real.
For real.
But I realized that anybody that has
that issues.
No, not specifically to that.
We needed one comment of Hani comment today.
Hani's a sniper today.
he felt attacked. Now he's reacting.
No, but everybody that has issues, doubts, questioning. Oh, let me call Sid. I'm like, why do you think I have the answers?
Because you ask the right question sometimes.
Or because you want to be a Dr. Phil.
I don't want to be Dr. Phil.
No, Dr.
Actually, there's one thing I know that you always like to do is le côté psychologique des choses.
Yes, I love psychology.
So you like to go in depth and how people think, how people persuade things. And but I think that became your kind of now...
Persona?
No, your...
I think so,
yes. Well, maybe persona too, but it's a reflex that you have now.
But you
anyone
evolved
you see
to that person.
Yeah, but the thing is...
Sin, pourquoi que le célèbre?
That actually worked, by the way. Because I used to, when I was in my single years, mm-hmm. I used to tell
you're
people...
You're still, by the way.
No, but...
No, now he's 44. It's no more...
Yeah, it's not the same single.
I used to make people believe I was a philosophy teacher.
And he still does.
And then I would, and they would be like, really? Isn't that boring? I'm like, no, I make it really exciting. And I just turn around and he was next to me.
He would ask questions and I would roll my eyes. I'm like, why are you doing this? And the person would think for hours.
Buddy, did it work?
No, it didn't work. Actually, one girl got it right.
No,
that's not what he asked. Oh,
got it right? Oh, yeah. It's a hook. It's a hook.
Okay, so you got...
Like, it's a virtual hook. It's a virtual hook.
Now you got the point. It doesn't matter if it's...
No, but it became an
automatic now.
Anything that can go in
at lobby bar, I think like it was a running joke. Like it would come and be like, oh yeah, I'm a philosophy teacher. Like, yeah, what do you mean? I'm like, can I ask you a question?
Les pêcheurs viennent avec un canne à pêche, c'est le filet. Il lance le filet dans l'eau, puis
attends. And I was like, why is the sky blue? And from a philosophical point of view. And I would be like deep like this.
Would you have people involved, like the barman or something?
No.
He would ask that, but when the girls intoxicated trying to find out the answer, it's hilarious.
No, the intoxication ones it was too easy, and then it would like have fun. I used to have this with my older gang, Luigi, Caesar, and all of them at Coconut Groove.
Oh wow,
way back.
Shout out
when.
To SF.
Was I even an adult?
I don't know.
Were you born?
But you were probably, 32. But you were probably the same size.
Yeah. This is because I told
yo, you
this
call me
because,
fat.
Exactly,
you're done.
Because I
you're
said he
done.
Was fat.
Anywho, I used to do the Special Olympics. We used to always hang at the bar closest to the bathroom. Everybody's like, why? It's like, because you know for sure women will be passing by through there.
True. Best traffic.
And what would happen was we would have one or two bottles. And every time a girl would come and I would go and approach her, I would be the spokesman all the time.
Wow, you've changed.
All the time. Yeah, not anymore. All the time.
Because I think the role will reverse now.
No. But now nobody does it, really. But I used to do it for fun because me was a way to protect myself mm-hmm. from rejection. To be extremely transparent and honest, is if I'm handling the mic, I cannot be judged because everybody else is put in the game, not me. So we would come.
Shit.
Pretty much what we did at...
it was well planned, by the way.
In June, when you were with your crop top. What was the name of the place?
The Cold Place.
Yeah, the Cold Place.
Boavita.
Boavita. Oh, okay. When I asked the girls, I was like, oh, I was just asking. We were asking questions from us.
That's fucking.
But I used to do this the most easiest. We would be guys pretty much the same age. And I would want
to do it again. We have to go on and do it again.
We'll do it on November 4th. But I would ask the question out of us 5, 6. We would all play soccer together, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I would ask, can you guess who's the oldest to the youngest? And if you get it correct, the oldest and the youngest, you get a shot or a dance or whatever. And then people would be like, okay, cool. Yeah, yeah, because there was some salsa, merengue, bachata and shit. And I had 2-3 Latinos there. So it's
true.
Their way.
Yeah.
And they would always come.
He's like a Latino, so it counts.
What?
He's like a Latino. Counts.
Yeah, that too. But
until he opened his mouth.
And I speak Arabic.
That's my point.
And they would go like, oh, what do I win? And I'm like, oh, this, this, and that. And I'm like, if you're really nice, you might get a date with the guy of your choice. And they're like,
The incentives just keep on growing, huh?
Yeah, I'm a giver. It's like The Price is Right. Yeah. And then you win, and then you win. And it would keep on. And then you realize people, the only girl I actually dated that I met in a club was because of a situation like that.
Hmm.
Where I actually brought Luigi and Caesar.
Was it the girl from Rapantini?
Yes. Yeah. How the fuck do you know that story?
I know that story.
I said it on the pod.
You did it on the pod.
Yes. Yeah. I said it on the pod. And I told her, I was like, who's the hottest guy of these two? It was between my two friends.
You.
And she was like, you. I'm like, no, I'm not in the game. She's like, no, you don't understand. You. And I'm like, okay, cool.
Then you
get the fuck out. And we did. I mistreated the girl.
You passed the mic to whoever.
Shout out to her. I'm really sorry if you ever see
this. Remember her name?
Yes.
Yeah. Don't say it.
Repentini.
No, no. But yeah, Repentini.
No, we said her name last time. We just said the first name from Repentini.
Did I? Yeah. No, maybe.
You know, pods, but, I listen to them honestly, like a one or two times, like even three times.
But honestly, nothing beats the garage show.
No, but again, that was besides the point. It depends on my mood, but I'm a very sociable. I'm a sociable. Again, we're not going to go back to the butterfly thing because, you know.
You're a butterfly.
What, you're going back with a...
Yeah, I was joking.
You're a fly. Okay, thank you.
And you're like...
But the thing is, I'm not the same. Okay. But I'm... No, because... No, you were there.
Yeah, you were there.
When I said he was a mosquito.
The mosquito.
Man. You're here,
butterfly,
but
it was like I was thinking. I thought it would like go deep, but it was just
no.
That.
It was just dumb.
And Guy, since day one that I've met him, you remember when I crossed you at Saint Sauveur? I was there with a bunch of people. You were there with a girl.
Yes,
you were in a little light suit and whatever. Same guy, same thing. At the bar, arms closed with his girl, letting her, you know, chill, and he's just having his 7-Up or Perrier or whatever. He hasn't changed. Yeah, he hasn't changed since. Like, I saw him at the show 2 or 3 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Same thing. Stays at the bar, has his juice, and that's about it. He's always been like that. Then once in a while, he's going to dance, bump a move like New Year's year.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my kids are still like, oh.
Really?
Oh, yeah. They had fun.
Good.
Yeah, they had fun. It was fun.
Yeah, I came later for you. But you guys.
Yeah, you were there too.
He came late.
Yeah.
Never too late. Always on time.
I'm going to be there this year.
Probably. Yeah. And I told you, he was like, I don't know what I'm going to do this. I'm like, probably you're going to be here.
Yeah, I'm probably going to do an event here. Okay. But it's going to be a closed group.
Cool. Really?
Yeah, well, U+1, U+1, 0.
U+1.
You. And your protein shakes.
You, and we're going to find your plus one.
Yeah, new year, new resolution.
I'm going
to
be with my plus two.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'm going to be with zero. So.
No. I'm sure you. By then, you're probably going to meet somebody.
Oh, hell, you have 2 months, bro.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Bro.
Three.
How many? Okay.
Not two.
How many people added you on IG since?
I guess last 3 months.
2 weeks.
How many people added me on
female
Instagram?
Adders.
2 weeks. At least four. Yeah, at least four.
Something like that. Maybe.
See, we don't have the same growth.
Thank you.
I lost about 10 followers this week.
But you know, the difference, you're 44.
What the fuck does that mean?
Okay, why? That was a free shot. Not needed.
Everything is free there. Everything is free.
You can get it.
He can get it. He can get it. Everything is free.
Yeah, but what was the point of that?
Guys, you're older. You have to accept it. You guys are older. Fuck Annie.
So he's talking about my weight. He's talking about my age. Damn,
but your age has nothing to do with your weight.
No, but it's two different people that are talking about my shit. You.
Finally, mm-hmm. Someone talks about your shit.
You.
You should listen to the podcast for the past 2 years.
Wow.
No. Making fun of him.
No, but I feel like I don't think you can stay single too long, though.
But to circle back to what we were saying, when I was using the claim word that
I'm
not
gonna
supposed
make the same
to
mistake.
What I was
let him go on that one.
Yeah, okay, we'll see.
When you claim your wife, yes.
But
you claim my wife.
You feel lucky. You know why you're lucky?
Mm.
Because you have us.
Yeah.
And
for
we're
sure.
Gonna make so many filtering that you can't.
I'm gonna become perfect.
No, you're not gonna become perfect.
That's gonna be hard to be.
But we're gonna make sure.
No, I'm not gonna be perfect for sure. Surrounded by you guys, impossible to be perfect, but I'm going to be
who is
we're
perfect?
Buddy, exactly.
Buddy, who's more perfect?
That's surrounded by
that's
us.
The best perfection you're going to get from all of us is this.
I don't know if you're going to get perfect, but you're going to get real. That's
exactly.
One thing.
That's true.
I'm real.
No, from us.
We're not like
I'm
going to
get
real. No, but meaning from friends.
You're going to get real from us.
I thought me getting real.
And if we see that she's Ibiza-like, but we're going to tell you.
She's Ibiza-like. From now on.
Thank you.
Some Kill Bill shit.
Ibiza, like.
But that's actually a double entendre, by the way. For the like.
And Ibiza.
You don't know how good that punchline was, by the way.
I let you use it. Again.
It's the reason why you took. I wasn't on your side when you were playing with Bashir because you took a team from Spain.
Yeah,
that was the reason why I was rooting for him.
He got triggered.
That was the reason why I was rooting for him.
Oh my goodness!
He's like me and his son. We're actually not making fun of him, but every time our friend Bashir would make a goal or whatever, we're cheering for him. But every time he would do something, we went silent.
And I was like, "Why is everybody hating me here?" Like Bashir, I know why he's hating.
Yeah,
it's competition.
Just a hater, yeah.
My son, it's normal because he got destroyed by Bashir, and I was. Equivalent
to Bashir.
But then him, I didn't understand why. And then at the end, he told me, he's like, yo, you took a Spanish team. It reminds me of Ibiza. The trauma's deep.
Fuck you, I'm not taking
it. Wow.
There's countries now. Like, if he's going to fly to Greece, he can't go over Spain.
I'm dropping a bomb.
Excuse me, Captain.
No, that's not
true. You got to go over. Go around it. But again, that's what I was saying. We got you on that point.
Thank you.
But to come back to you... The fear or avoidance. When actually I'm at 5'11", I'm like, okay, she's got this, she got that. And I start playing excuses in my head. Oh, now I have a child. I want to make sure that I'm filtering the right person to bring around my child. Okay, you can see she's good. She can
met her and everything.
Huh?
She met her.
Yeah, last week.
After. And how did it go?
Super great.
Nice, congrats.
Well, so far, so good.
My daughter's 4.
Yeah, exactly.
If it went good the first time.
She's so adorable, by the way. Never told you, but she's adorable.
You've met her?
Yeah, I saw her at the pool.
Oh, yeah, true. Pool party. I forgot that part. Thank you. I totally forgot that part. Yes.
Yeah, I saw her.
We don't really forget those good moments.
Amen. So, at first, I was looking for a reason not to be with her.
I do that often.
And I'm like, is it because we already had that conversation before.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was looking for, okay, maybe there's something behind and I don't see. Okay, I'm like, okay, no, that one.
You're expecting the worst to come?
All the time.
How long has it been now?
6 months.
Okay. Now, I'm sure you saw some flaws.
Sure.
But you can live with them.
Yes, definitely. Because the major thing is, were answered in the first month.
But is it really vocalized or is it what you noticed and watched?
Well, I did something stupid and I don't know the fuck it I'm going to say.
Spit it out.
In the first month, I was seeing where it was going and I actually asked her if she could go get the pregnancy
test. Okay, to
what's the
prevention
term?
There, whatever it's called,
not to get
the ring.
No, to see if she's fertile.
Oh, okay.
Because in my head, I was like, and sometimes it happens a lot. We had a conversation before.
That was the first pre-requirement you gave her?
No, that was the second one after the cooking. The hell wrong with you?
Jesus. I didn't even go that far. God,
what, the hell is wrong with you?
Healthy relationship.
You know, Guy. Yo, girl, can you cook? Can you get pregnant? What is it?
Okay. First of all, come it on doesn't my go that way.
He didn't go. No, I want to know how
I claim. I claim.
Everything
me, claim, man, me claim, claim you.
Me, mine, claim you.
You show me get baby or not.
Jesus. Bring me food, I claim you.
Like those 10 crack commands. Those 10 crack commands or claims. Or 10 claims that you have to go through.
Claim. This guy came with 2 fucking tablets. So there shall be light. Now cook for me, woman.
Wow, you guys make me look like a fucking...
No, you did it on your own.
You did it on your own, man.
You said it. I made a stupid thing. Great, what was it? Can she get first off?
Let me explain.
But I want to know. How did you tell her? Did you send her like a text?
No. She was next to me and I'm like, you know, it's important for me to have another child before. And seeing... Because I've heard stories about... Or 2 people wanted to be together, they want to have kids, but they never go check that part if actually they can have kids. So for me, it was important. I want another child, so I don't want to start a new relationship with someone that can't have kids.
But did you do that with your first baby moms?
No, because I didn't know. I found, you know, you grew up, you learn from your mistakes.
Yeah, yeah.
From your, not mistakes, but from your...
you learn from your mistakes.
Wow. My regrets. Me don't like women. Me turn back to the savagery.
Me don't
go back to the jungle.
Go back to your family.
But, oui, oui, oui.
But meaning...
Put some respect on your baby mom's, buddy.
No, no. 100%.
Okay.
100%. She's a good mother, actually, so I have nothing against her. We trying to...
Yes, yes.
Co-parent, whatever.
Co-focus.
Exactly.
Focus.
Yeah, stop saying bullshit over there. Like, it's hard for me to be
can't give a face when you have my stupid face in front of you.
Exactly. Okay, I'll
stop. Especially with that t-shirt.
But then I was like, I was actually sitting next to her, and it, for me, it was important to know, like, okay, if we're going that route.
Okay, it was part of a conversation.
Oh, yeah, sure.
It just didn't come up. By the way, this is my list.
Can why you please... people think that's how I do things?
It sounded like that. Like, you came with a list.
The way you spit it out, that's fine.
You have to go and do your research, check
and
them out inside.
The funny part is all those weird questions comes to me, because you don't always remember them. It comes to me like at 9:30 when I'm about to go to bed because I work the next morning, and that question pops in. I'm like... if I don't ask it now, I'm going to forget it. So I'm like.
But you're smart. You put the pressure, then I'm like, I'm going to sleep.
And I sleep like no problem.
Honestly, like I respect that, but I think it's a good thing to do.
To what?
You put the pressure and after you go to sleep.
No.
Buddy.
Who cares?
No.
How about this? Try it and let me know how it works for you.
I don't know.
It's not healthy.
No, no, because I
think. What was her response, though?
She was shocked.
Obviously.
I wonder why.
She was shocked. But what did you exactly ask? Did you ask, like, can you go and do a test right away?
I'm like, you know, we're getting to, we know, I mean, it was maybe month two or something like that. Like, we're getting to know each other. I like, whatever.
After month two?
Months.
Shit. 2 months. 8 weeks it took you to get her. To understand if she was.
Why not?
No, no, no. Forget that part. Just the fact that he asked, can you be fertile 2 months of knowing her?
Because you have to understand one thing. When you're a dad, when you're late 30s, 40s, I don't need to date a girl for 2 years to know if she's the right one or not.
True.
2 months, 3 months, the report is complete.
It doesn't take too long to know.
No, but that's what I'm saying.
Well, exactly. But no. When I say within the first 2 months, I can't tell you exactly for...
Yeah, yeah, it's okay.
Yeah,
so I'm like, I see where it's going. I know I still want a child.
Very respectful. So,
no, very respectful. I'm like, you know, is it possible that you go check? Because remember, like... I would have a kid. I'm sure she's mine, so I'm fertile. So,
are you really sure?
But we never sure.
We know
sure.
That dad is black.
Actually, the funny part is that you're never sure until you have the proof.
No, I'm just joking, guys. Just joking. Do not. I would never dare.
But actually, every man should do it.
What? A paternity test?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, my kids look exactly like my family, so I'm safe.
I know. But yeah, but with time.
Yeah, for sure.
How many horror stories we know?
But okay,
I have a couple of ones for you.
So wait. So I got to ask you that.
Sure.
With your, you know, claiming people and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Would you claim somebody's child knowing that it wasn't yours?
Depending on the age, maybe.
So wait, did the test for your daughter?
No.
Okay, so she's 4 years old.
Yeah.
Is she yours?
And I know, I told myself... if you do it now, you fucked. Because I created a bond like with her. And like,
no, but that's what I'm asking you. So now if you find out, and God forbid, this is not where I'm going for, but I'm just
I don't know how
this
I'm gonna
conversation
react.
Is going to be epic.
Okay. No, because the funny part is we're having a conversation that some people might think at home and don't want to say out loud.
It could be it, but I mean, like, it's just that this conversation is going to be epic because, I mean, like you said, he created a bond 4 years with his daughter.
Yeah.
Imagine it's been 16 years. Imagine it's been 20 years. And you decided 20 years later?
But there is that movie with Ryan Reynolds. No, it's called The Chaos Theory. Okay? It's a movie. Very good movie.
It's more
worth
serious
it.
Than me.
This guy is very STD. Not STD. What's it called?
We're not used to being serious.
No.
What's it called? The guys that always have to put everything at their spot?
Obsessive compulsive.
Yeah.
OCD.
OCD.
STD.
STD.
OCD.
Same thing, man. Same thing.
The one burned, the other one...
Burned. So this guy is married with a girl. Mm-hmm. The girl's about 12, 14 years in the movie. And then he goes, he's super OCD. He gets into a car accident. He goes to the hospital. The doctor does the test and everything. And he's like, he does the blood test and whatever. And he's like, everything's okay, except, well, I'm guessing you knew you have this disease. Like, what is that disease? Do I need medication? He's like, no, just you can't have kids. you're sterile. Oh, he's like, ah, no problem, no worries. I already have a daughter. We were not planning on having other kids. The doctor's like, no, no, you don't understand. You had this from birth. This is a birth defect.
Shit.
Oh. He's like, what do you mean? But I have a daughter. That's impossible.
She ain't yours, man.
And that's why the movie is called Chaos Theory. I won't ruin the rest of the movie.
There's a story here where the guy...
Here where? Behind
in
my laptop?
Canada, okay. In Montreal. Actually, he moved from an African country here. And he was, you know, trying to do the paper for his family, whatever. But to do that, you have to do the DNA test because they got to make sure that those are your kids so you don't bring other kids. And that's how he found out that none of these
three... You have to do DNA tests?
Yeah. Because they don't, like, you're saying, like...
How many kids did this guy have?
Found out that... Three? His three kids weren't
all
his
three?
Kids.
Yes.
All three?
Shit. All three.
God damn.
Wifey, use a hoe.
She's a hoe.
Made for the streets.
Now, you don't know, is it the same father for the three or a different man or whatever?
One thing we know is he's not the father.
You are not the father. And
at that point, does it change anything?
And none of the kids, they weren't like...
Did he do a backflip when he heard?
Because it's not one kid.
No, just three. Four bitches.
So if all three are not his... Does it really change anything? It's three baby dads or what?
I try to...
Like one, I can say she did oops, right?
Three. Oops, for one?
Just for one. Let's just say oops. Okay. They had a bad... They were in a bad...
Monkey oops.
Oh, now the Italian is out there. Monkey oops.
He says oops, but if it happened to him, there's no oops.
No, there's no oops. There's a poop, poop, poop.
That is a good reason to go to jail.
But hold up. You want to go to jail for one life sentence, two or three?
No, but again, it depends. Because if I would find out... Yeah...
I don't even have kids, and I could just imagine if I would find out.
That's what some men are like, can I still see the kids? Because
but would you tell the kids?
I'm not your father?
Start with that first.
Well, I think you actually,
not
I,
now.
I think you're going to have to, because at some point later on, if you,
you will
find
have out later too, on, but not right now. What do you guys think at home? Would you tell, or would you keep it for you until the kid is 16?
Hold on, but you think it won't hurt the kid later on more than it's going to hurt
for
him
sure
now?
No, but if the kid never knows... It doesn't hurt.
You cannot tell
the kid.
Why?
Well,
because imagine he learns it at 25.
Tell him now.
But you're always going to be her father.
Yeah, but that's the thing. You're always going to be their father. That's exactly my point. You were there from day one till now.
Rage will come into it.
No, there's no rage.
The rage at 15.
Some people wouldn't even care. Some people wouldn't even care.
The child will be probably angry at the mom.
The rage at 15?
No, he would be. The child would be angry at the mom.
It's exactly what I just said.
No, that's what I'm saying. But the father, as is, won't change anything.
How could she say anything? No. She can't.
What I'm saying.
She would be
we're the
happy.
Father. We're the
she
father
would just
here.
Be happy to learn that the guy just took his responsibility, even though it's not her kid.
But maybe he would be in there. If he finds out at 12, 14, he's going to be like, no, because wait, there's a big difference between...
At 12, 13, imagine you have a bound of 12, 13 years old with a child.
Wait.
Even though it's not yours.
Wait, let me finish. You'll understand what I'm going with this. Let's just say you have a daughter.
I know you have kids and you see how I'm emotional.
You're always emotional.
Go ahead.
You let me know when you're done, no?
No, go ahead.
Okay.
No, mais... No. I'm joking.
So let's just say you have a child with your girlfriend, and then 12 years later, you guys are still together, you find out that kid of yours is not yours.
Okay.
Now, it's not like you're going to say, okay, that's not my child. It's still your child because it's like adopting a kid at that point, mm-hmm. right? Okay. Regardless if it's not your blood, you saw them
but
go
that's
going
to be painful, though. It's
painful knowing that you don't have...
The blood?
The
bloodline.
Your genes, yeah.
But if you have two or three kids and the first one wasn't yours...
Yeah, but you're looking at it from a parent's perspective. Look at it from...
It ain't but, hold up, bro.
look at it from a kid's perspective. At 15, you get told...
You don't get told. I wouldn't tell them at 15.
Why not?
No. I find out, I talk with the mom. Chances are...
No.
We're splitting.
Are you going to jail? That's it.
No. But hold on. It depends. It depends on a lot of things.
The combo's not there. The combo, you're the 15-year-old kid. You get told...
I'm not going to tell a 15-year-old kid.
Not you, but you're the kid. You are the kid. You're being told that he's not your father.
But that's a different story. But that's a kid's story. I can only talk from the adult point of view.
But here's a kid. As a kid, when you were a kid at some point in your life...
I didn't see my father that often, so...
Fair enough,
but you can't put yourself in the position of the kid.
I mean, here's one thing.
Because let's just say if me at 15, I would find out that my father wasn't my father, let's just say.
What do you think?
For me, it wouldn't change much.
Exactly where I was going with. I don't have that...
You guys don't have the same relationship. Yeah, exactly.
Your heart is full of stone. You
were born in Canada.
So a kid at 15.
Look, Hani's the best example.
Okay. Yeah. If you heard that,
if you found out at 15, what would that change for
you? Why not a good example?
Well, I'll tell you what.
We know why.
15, I was still my father.
No, but yeah, if you find out your father wasn't your father.
Yeah.
Yeah, what would that do?
I'll be disappointed, but I'll move on.
Exactly.
Okay, but
would you say call him dad?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
But I would do the same thing. But I would just be really, really, really emotional at that point.
35, and he tells you that's not your father.
If I find out today my father's not my father,
it doesn't change nothing. If my father was alive, I would be like, I'm not even surprised.
But the pain is different. At 15, the pain is
temporary. It could have an effect on your lifetime.
With time,
it shouldn't, but it could.
It's a time.
It's not about your emotion.
No, but sometimes you can feel like treason. You can feel a certain treason about your mom. Like, why did you do that?
No, but that's with your mom, not with your father.
The father has nothing to do.
But if we're talking about the only point of view is towards your father.
Yes. He's the one that's not your father. The mother is still the mother.
Now
your mom's a hoe. But your mom's a hoe.
The point of view I had was me at 15 years old, regardless, point of view. I mean, it's my point of view.
As a child. You find out that your mom is a hoe and your father's not your father.
I'm going to be for sure emotional. I'm going to be like, for sure.
I didn't say we're going to turn around like, okay, cool story, bro. And we just continue. That's not what we're saying.
You were saying because, but this is what I was understanding.
No, it's not going to be a life trauma.
About your father.
It's not going to be a life trauma. If I find out at 15 or at 44 that my father's not my father today,
yeah, but maybe
I would have questions about my mom.
Something. If I would have told you that at 15,
no,
and
but
you're
15, like let's just say
without knowing what you know right now,
let's just say my son would find out today that I'm not his father.
Heartbroken, that's guaranteed.
No, I'm not going to bring him here. Calm the fuck down.
Let's ask him.
Bring him on the pod.
Let's ask him outside of the pod.
Yeah, yeah.
How a 15-year-old kid would act or react if
he would be sad.
Okay, that's what
he would be sad. But ask him if he would still consider me as his father. The answer would say yes. That's my point.
Yeah, because
but that's what I'm saying. There's going to be an asterisk on the file, but is he still going to be your father?
It's a big asterisk.
He's still going to be his father.
That's what I'm saying. He's not going to turn around and say, oh, I was betrayed all my life. Like, you still had a father figure.
No, actually, you would just be mad at your mother.
I think he would be madder.
He would be closer to you after that.
Probably. Yeah. But he would be more mad if his mom told him his dad is dead and finds out that he's alive. Yeah. His anger there would
Why
be a lot
Why always
more.
Go...
Okay, Winter Soldier style now.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you want. Because then that means you lied to me for 15 years and I was missing... That father
the
figure.
Opportunity you have.
Exactly.
Figure.
See, that's the big... That is a traumatic very...
That's
what I'm saying. If
that's
you want to compare...
PTSD right there, buddy.
No, but that's where the anger comes. Now, from a man point of view, I'm the father.
Okay.
My issue, I'm still going to love that child regardless.
Yeah, but mm-hmm. you as a male figure...
But my ex, Waldo, if she would still be with me, there's a little tiny chance, one kid, I would need a very good story.
To get another
Let me put it this way. Imagine you cheated. I'll give you an example. You cheated. You guys got into a fight. She got angry. She had a one-night stand. Then you guys patched it up together.
Did you know about the one-night stand?
No, she was single. It's none of your business.
Okay. Are you splitting?
No, but the real question would be, does she know that that child is not mine? If she didn't know, I would be more open to accept.
How would you know that if she doesn't know, if she knows?
At the end, we're talking about transparency here, right? This is not a real story. This is fictional. I'm talking that.
Yeah, and I'm saying things. That
cards on the table. Happen. Cards on the table.
Because okay.
You're saying
she doesn't know.
She doesn't know.
So you're.
No, she knows and she kept that secret for so long. That's ultimate betrayal right now.
Ultimate.
But she can't say the truth. After a couple of years, you have to just die with that.
Yeah, you're dying with that secret.
Oh, yeah, you're dying.
And you just hope there's no DNA test and she needs a liver or anything
like that. Nothing. No blood test, no nothing.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah, literally.
That's your like... But again, situation, I've heard horror stories. But the child with the father, me personally, even if tomorrow I find out my kids are not my kids, they're still my kids.
For you, they're your kids because you bonded with them. I get it.
But why? Parents don't bond with their kids?
No. Well, I've seen.
No, but we're talking about us.
Yeah,
here, as us.
No, I'm fine.
We in this situation.
Because you're committed to it.
You're bonding.
It's not committed. I love the child. Like if I adopt tomorrow a baby, I'm still gonna love the baby.
100%.
Yeah, but it's a commitment of time and love that you put into those kids.
Yes.
Perfect. Of course,
after 15 years.
But what I'm saying,
but even two
actually
years,
what me and Frank are saying years. Is that the kids
like
from
said,
a kid's perspective,
4 years you would learn some whatever. I'm not going.
Yeah, from depending on me or depending on side of my side, from the kid's perspective, it's going to be a hate situation.
I don't give a shit about the parents at this point. I'm talking about the kids.
Like you're 15, hearing this that he's not your father after God knows how long. You'll be devastated at 15. At 35, you
yeah. I'm not saying you won't be devastated.
Actually, I won't be devastated.
No, I would be sad, but then I'll move on.
Okay, you got to understand. No, because I grew up without. I knew what was my father, yeah. whatever, but he wasn't around. And yeah. like for me, I'd be
he
like,
working,
oh, okay.
So.
Yeah, cultural. No, not cultural. Yeah,
but
your
situation.
But on my part,
he was your father.
No, your father was very present.
But whatever happened, yeah, he was present
at the end, right? But if you would have met him. If this would have happened when you guys were apart.
Not doing well at a certain yeah. time of her life.
The one that we talked about on the 101.
Yeah,
on the
yeah, yeah.
If that would have happened during that.
I would have told him to fuck off.
Exactly my point. Depending on what's your relationship at that time with your parent.
Yeah. Not
if
anymore,
he's a good
today.
Parent. Yeah, yeah. If he's a good parent, by all means. But the thing is, him being my father or not, biologically speaking, he's still my father.
It wouldn't change your marriage.
He's still my father.
Because you have a male figure present next to you.
Yeah, because in your case, your father and you are beefing. It's been centuries, right?
Yeah.
Let's put it out that way. So if you find out, yeah, me too. So if you find out today that he's not your father, between me and you, you'll be like, okay.
Okay, whatever.
I have beef with him then. Now it's just extra beef. Like,
well, like no, it's going to be like, bye.
It's already bye.
It's no longer a problem. I'm thinking about it.
That's it. That would be done. Would you be curious to find out who your father is?
Me? No. No.
No? Would you want to know the story of how
I got conceived?
Yeah. Baby Jesus here.
Baby Jesus.
Sorry, the raining night.
I would be curious, but I wouldn't ask.
So let me throw you a wrench in this. This is we're having fun with this, right?
Oh, because
this
yeah, is, because we just went.
No, this is like a Thousand Confessions podcast all of a sudden. You guys shitting on that pod, but yet.
No, but next week I'm there.
Okay, yes, fair enough.
Because Jason's not there. I'm going
to
be there.
Okay, fair enough. So I have to ask you a question. And yes, now this is hypothesis. These are you know, fictional stories. Yes.
Okay.
You find out today that your mom is an ex-porn star.
Okay, what do you want me to say?
No. What do you... Okay, so let's just say I come about and I'm like, oh, check this old school video on VHS.
I don't know where you went left. No, tell me left.
It goes right.
Right. No, he went exponential.
Wow. You find out today.
And you asked me first.
Seriously, out of all the guys, you went in first.
The most, you know, the guy was fighting for the child, so fight for the child.
I have to fight my mom.
Calm down, bitch. I have to talk to you.
And the reason why I'm asking this question is because a lot of kids in the near future
will have this conversation with their parents.
Yep.
With their
only fan for real. So now my question is, because
mom, why do you have your ass everywhere on Instagram
for $3.99?
No, why did you get gangbanged? That's the real question. Imagine now.
Why did you fuck 100
actually,
people?
I'll ask you. They won't even ask that question no more.
What do you mean? I'm asking you. You find out your mom is an 80s golden age porn celebrity.
Golden age.
Well, the golden age is in the 80s.
Yeah.
So it had to be in her prime, your mom. Our moms in the 80s.
I would be thankful. Yes. I would be thankful for one thing.
That you don't have STDs.
One.
You weren't born
but
with
the other
AIDS.
Thing would, yeah, exactly. But the other thing would be, oh, I found out at 33. I'm good. My bully
because
years
you
whatever would have passed.
Teenagers are the most... vicious
bullies
ever.
So your biggest fear would be being bullied.
Yeah, of the fact that people saw my mom and I would have been like...
You're going to tell me that someone comes and shows your mom in action in front of you, you won't do shit.
I'm Algerian. Bro, we say words about our mom, we fight. Imagine.
I'm fighting, but for real, any kind of guy would say something about
guaranteed.
It. But the thing is, at the end, it would be like, fuck.
But it's there. Exactly. At the end, it's there. You're going to have to kind of...
No, but especially this new generation, because keep in mind, us, our parents, lived in the 80s, 70s.
Internet some cocaine.
Yeah, but internet didn't exist, except if somebody had like a magazine, a penthouse,
Playboy?
Or a
penthouse
Playboy.
Playboy.
But not today. Even in 100 years, ding, 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 and it just comes out. That's like Kim K is there forever.
Forever.
But she's not even, she's mellow compared to other women now.
Yeah, she did one.
Yeah.
But today she's still, I don't like her, whatever.
No, but imagine, mommy, how did you make your money?
How come we all have
a
big
dick? I had a video with Ray J. Who's Ray J? Your uncle?
No, it could be your father.
Your father.
But he wasn't back to back. She had three other athletes after that.
Yes.
And one wedding.
Yes. No, but that's my point. Because you made me think of that. I'm like, all these kids that are be confronting... A lot worse than, oh, it wasn't your father. your mom.
I'm afraid that these kids have, like you said, the new generation coming in.
They're already fucked up.
They have no values. There's nothing coming. It's just they're born, and at 16, they're out. That's it.
Yeah, and?
But there's no values behind it. They have
value doesn't matter. Like, it has nothing to do with value.
But wait, you're talking about
your pride and value. For lately, if you see, if I saw my mom now, like what Frank said, and we see our moms like being broadcast left to right, we would fight to death to get a reputation back and at least save our family reputation off of it. These kids lately won't do it.
Whoa. It depends. I'm going to fight you if you're trying to come slick to me. If you come in like, yo, this is what
today, the kids they today, the only thing we'll do would be try to bully you.
No, there's people that be like, whatever. Like, no. Me, I'd be like, buddy, this is what I found. Like, I'm just giving you a heads up.
You're not coming slick. I'm talking if we have bullies.
No, it depends if it's for disrespectful reasons or for
disrespect. Yo, buddy, first of all, I would see my mom's friend on whatever site. First of all, I'm jerking off. Huh? That would be the first.
The mom's friend.
No, the mom's friend. Mom's friend.
I was like, wait. I'm not talking about my mom. Like, come on. We're not even. First, it was a joke.
Yeah.
First of all, I wouldn't do that, but it was a bad. But I would.
Now I know why you're single. Like,
No, it's a joke. You're a motherfucker.
Pause. You'd put it on yourself on this one.
It happened.
I'm going to use it as a clip too.
It happened.
What?
No. Okay, let's talk about the clips. Every time he's putting a clip of me, I'm like, oh, God damn.
He didn't even want to share the emotional
that one. One of them, I didn't want to share them.
Cats.
Meow, meow, meow. Meow, meow.
Like my daughter says in Dabba, I'm sheesh. It means cat in Berber.
I'm sheesh. I never expected that, but when it happened, I was like, oh man.
But the clip was really nice.
Yeah, we're talking about the clip. Okay.
Well, what are you talking about?
He's whacking off at the friend's mom.
Oh, okay, excuse me.
Not even. I wasn't even talking about that one.
Whacking off. That was a good one. No, but seriously, what would you do? What's the first thing you would do?
Cry.
Would you confront your mom?
I would tell, yeah.
Yeah, I think.
Would you tell your dad first?
No. No, they're separated for the past 30 years.
Yeah, but he had to know.
No, I would tell my mom first. My mom doesn't owe shit to my dad today. I wouldn't care about my dad.
What would you do?
Don't tell me what I'm going to do. You don't think I'm going to do.
No, what? I mean, it's still your mom.
I would talk to my mom like if it's.
But me knowing me, I would, my sister, I would confront her, forgive her, but I have to defend, you know.
What the it's not fuck? Everybody that knows.
But whoever knows.
I would go and live in a little fucking village with no Wi-Fi.
Thank you very much.
That's my first.
I'd be like, okay, the problem is just for my, can you send me to my aunt to that? Because if I'm a kid.
My aunt. Send me another tribe.
Send me somewhere else.
Buddy. I thought you wanted.
Like I'm leaving the school.
You're running away because
as soon as that country has Wi-Fi, then they start posting.
No, you got to understand. It's not like it's everywhere. You got to go look for it.
I'm not saying she's a porn or superstar. No, wait.
Okay, first of all, to find out those videos is because someone went, looked, and be like, oh, I saw that woman coming, dropping you
guys,
from school.
We're talking about the internet here. It doesn't take much to find out anything. Everywhere.
Yeah, but you have to look for OnlyFans and her.
No, because the thing is, I'm wondering, the way Future is going with the deepfakes and everything like that, right?
True.
Because I'm like, everybody's going to start fighting everybody. Because even if you would take just the picture of my mom and put it on a deepfake, it's not even her.
You're dead.
We're fighting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that means you took the effort.
Well, if it wasn't him, he found it.
Really yeah, but poisonous. Somebody did make it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm fine. Dr. Robot up in that bitch. Finding him, destroying him.
Absolutely. And I'm there behind you.
I'm hacking everything to find out where he's at.
No, but that's what I'm saying.
Because that's not the same reason. That's actually defamation. Like
yeah, that's personal. That's going against you.
Yeah.
Now, if somebody crosses or like, you know, he's on a porn site and then he goes in Vintage or whatever and then all of a sudden he's like, yo... I know that face.
And exactly.
Goes, and then he finds Facebook. The name, and then all of a sudden he's like, wait one second.
Because that's what I'm saying. You have to go look and be like, it's actually.
Our generation.
Yeah, but
now, the new generation, the ones that have OnlyFans and shit like that, everyone they probably have social media that's attached to that. Now, some people.
Or they were attached to that.
Like the friend we have in common.
Yeah.
Right? You know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Right? And she's posting pictures on social media that are considered
sexy.
I wasn't even going to use that word.
Or
out there.
Yeah.
They're
rated.
Yeah, rated W. Not even R. W, yeah. Right? For many reasons, the W.
Absolutely.
So.
For winners.
Yes. Well, yeah. Winners. Winners in gaming. Yeah. Anywho, I'm not going to get canceled on this one for sure. Anywho, yeah. Cat whale, right? Is it?
We're not the saying term?
Yes.
Names.
Yes. We're not saying names, of course.
No, cat whale.
Anyway, she cat has a daughter.
Yeah.
For those who don't know, by the way, that's my phrase. I invented that. Okay?
Cat whale. Yeah, the cat whale comes from soon. Yeah. We have to mention it.
So it's like cat an evolution whale. Or a heavier version of a catfish. But anyway...
Oh, you didn't know that?
You didn't know
no,
that?
No, I know, but the way
he was there.
He was there.
No, he saw her.
He saw her, yes. He saw all of her.
The first time I heard it.
Now, because we found out, like, this lady on her Instagram looks slim.
Angles is...
You women are incredible at taking
she's
pictures.
She's a mathematician with all the angles.
We saw in real life, she wasn't a catfish. She was a cat whale.
Anyway, to get back to the non-canceling of this pod... Where was I going with this? Oh, yes. She has a daughter.
Yes.
And I'm like, this is on social media and she has a public account.
Real? Well, yes. She needs to attract clients. So.
Again, yes, I get that part. But eventually those pictures are there.
But there's so many of them.
But you know what I mean? And what's going to happen with these people that have kids, what they do usually is, well, in her case, she didn't. But most people that have OnlyFans.
I have an example.
You do?
On Instagram, I saw a girl, French-Canadian, asking her boy, I think it was her son, like, what do you think of mommy doing this job? The kid is like, I don't care.
How old was the child?
Probably like 5 or 6.
He doesn't know yet.
Yeah.
He doesn't understand.
Yeah, no, for sure. For now, he doesn't understand. But eventually he will. But the fact that the kid's like, no, I don't care. And she asked him, what do you tell people when you talk about this? I tell them to fuck off. And the kid answers like this.
Okay, that kid's going to be the most bullied kid ever.
I would beat the shit out of this kid.
He's a target.
Actually, I'm not so sure about that anymore. Because now that I think about it, being on OnlyFans is considered cool nowadays.
Yeah, because you make a lot of money.
So if your mom is on OnlyFans, that means my mom is hotter than your mom.
Hold on.
Just imagine the psychology. Wait. Oh my imagine. God. No. But I'm not talking about us here. Think of it.
I would know what I would do. I would do a shirt of my friend's mom on OnlyFans. And I would wear it.
Yeah, but at your age.
You're a bully.
You see?
Yeah, I'm a bully.
But the thing is, imagine kids at their age and they're like, oh, you know, I have the new J's, I have a new this, I'm living the life, traveling and shit like that.
You know what? My mom is from OnlyFans and I don't give a shit.
But you think Kim K's children are not happy that her mom is Kim K?
They're all happy, man.
Not for sure they're happy.
But that's what I'm saying.
The first thing they come, my mom makes more money than your mom.
What are the odds that you're going to become a Kim Kardashian?
They don't need to become Kim K, but
they're already billionaires.
Kim K. No, but Jesus Christ, you're talking about.
Okay, I went too big. Let's go smaller. Anybody?
Even talking about her, I'm like, ugh.
No, but it's not a question of taste here.
Here's the point, facts.
Somebody that's making a little bit of money, let's just say $200,000 a year, right? Or that girl that puts farts in jars.
True.
Or spits, robots online.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That eventually, she's making money, right? She's making $20,000 a month.
From stupid ass men.
Doesn't matter. Yeah, but somebody's paying. It's not her fault.
She monetized her.
Hey, would you sell snow if somebody would buy it?
Yeah. I would sell my farts if somebody would buy it for it.
You're selling houses.
No, houses is like a necessary need.
Well, not for everybody.
It's kind of important.
What, you want to live in a tent? What's going on here?
No, if you can't afford it.
But you still have to live somewhere.
Yeah, you're right.
No.
Nice try.
Let it go. You almost had it, but no. Anyway. Dumb shit.
I'm still there for you, bro.
No, but some people, it's their sweat, their used underwear.
They anything to monetize whatever they can
my
sell.
My ass, my hair ass.
I'm sure that can work.
Would you like? I could shave it, actually. There's a lot there. There's like probably a raccoon in my ass, if you would like. It would be like a lot of money I could do.
Go to a barber and shave
and
it.
I'll aller voir Bachir qui me fasse une
fade
in chest.
A fade
on my ass.
So because
why?
Okay, I'm sorry, but we're talking.
Why?
See?
Why?
This guy's feeding him, and this guy's just eating.
I got your hand.
You get the
what? Let's continue. I'm sorry.
You what?
You know, you just literally said. I'm not cutting it out, by the way. It's your fault. No.
Oh, no, you're not putting a clip of this.
I'm not putting a clip, but it's staying on the pod.
Yeah, I don't care.
Okay. Does you have a raccoon in your ass?
Okay, you're not hairy?
No.
No, you neither?
From the bottom down, yeah. My legs.
Okay. No. I'm probably the hairiest one.
Yeah, it's probably you too, anyway.
Yeah.
I do laser.
I don't.
Okay, let's continue with the fact that...
Thank you for your manscaping routine.
Look, I put some cream on my face every time I get out of the shower. Okay, whatever.
Really? Do you put cream?
Yeah.
No. Do you?
Ashes, come on, buddy. Yes. I'm black.
No, but in the face?
Everywhere.
Cocoa butter, bro.
Cocoa butter?
L'huile d'autruche.
He came with cocoa butter.
This part was a shit show, but anyway, nothing.
Okay,
but
let's talk about the fact that the other one. Okay, example. She makes 200K per year.
Yeah, and the guy's having all the luxury that comes with it, right?
Would you complain as a kid?
No, but that's my. The thing is, that's what I'm worried about, the values of the future.
There's no more values.
There's no more values.
You, you brought values in a new era. There's no more values. Kids now, they see mom.
They're different values. Different values.
Even people in the 30s, they don't have values anymore.
He's not wrong, actually.
Yeah, you guys grew up.
No, 30, they're 20. They're the first ones.
First one
yeah, first one.
I'm the first one.
How old were you in 96?
Six.
Internet started in 96. So when you grew up in high school,
you already had internet.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You started with you. Pretty much you're the barrier.
They had high-speed internet.
Yeah.
We got ADSL at some point.
I didn't have anything.
But I was still the generation. I was still the generation when I would take the phone and my mom would just scream. Like, the fucking internet. Oh, shit. I forgot.
Yeah, that was at the beginning. Yeah, but again, like
but
I said.
You were what, 12?
Before that, 8. Something like that.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that's.
I'm so cute.
Yeah, but when that happened, I was 20.
Shut up.
But it was true. You born in what year?
90.
Ah.
Second in January.
So when you were 6, I was graduating high school.
Okay, so.
Your point,
I'm same height. Yes,
I'm the same.
Wow,
you know what? I didn't gain my height, I still have the same height since I'm like, I don't know,
12.
Shut up, 13, honestly, 14. Honestly, 14 to 16. Because at a high school, I remember I was one of the tallest ones,
yeah,
at the beginning, and now
you know what? I think everybody kept go you, fuck yourself. Kept you, stopped you from growing.
My dad was hitting me on my head.
No, your emotions. They were too heavy.
Oh, my God.
And you were a raccoon in your ass.
And the fact that you fell into it and let him enter.
And now,
I thought you were going with the raccoon, but.
No, I don't want to venture in that forest. I think it's the hair that grabs them. C'est pas vraiment attaché. You know those things that you used to throw the ball and sticks?
That's what I have on my ass.
Les Velcro,
and on that note,
deuces to be.